Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Liz Christie. Welcome again, Liz.
Thanks, Father Adam.
Yeah, Liz is the Diocesan Parish Missionary Disciple Formation Coordinator.
That's awesome.
The faster you say it, the better it sounds. Mm-hmm. So Liz works for the diocese, and one of the things that's really at the heart of the Real Presence, Real Future initiative, and that is that we that our parishes be a place of formation for missionary disciples. And what we're really inviting all of our pastors and parish staff and leaderships, and for that matter, the people in the parishes, is to really prayerfully consider how their parish can be a place where disciples are formed and sent on mission, and to do so strategically. And one of the things that has been brought together is this parish toolkit, which we're going to talk about. But let me pray first. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, we ask that you bless our parishes, bless all of our parishioners and our pastors. Bless us in this time of planning for the spread of the gospel through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
So, Liz, I kind of told you off the mic to treat me as if I was a priest.
Yeah, I'll try.
Or a pastor, and kind of walk me through what this toolkit looks like.
Sure, yeah. So so the way we are rolling out this toolkit is basically we're scheduling consultations with pastors. And sometimes it's just the pastor, or sometimes it's the pastor and a couple of key leaders if they have an evangelization leader at their parish, or even a volunteer or somebody, you know, of that mindset that they want to sit down with. So we just sit down together, and the first visit's about an hour. And we go through the whole toolkit. So it is, it's extensive because we wanted to offer so many different options for different parishes and not have it be the exact same. It's a long toolkit, and it's broken down into sections. So we just kind of go through section by section and just sort of review and get an overview of what's in it. So the very first section just talks about developing a parish strategy for missionary disciple formation.
Before we launch into that, let me ask some little questions.
Okay.
So you've started meeting with pastors and parishes.
Yes.
So there are pastors who really have this on their heart already, I think there's some real interest in it. Mm-hmm. So you meet with them and kind of walk them through this toolkit, and then they're eventually going to kind of fill it out on their own, and
right.
You're going to kind of help them in that process. And then is it just end there? They just come up with a nice little plan that they can put in a binder and up on their shelf or something like that?
No. So we make the plan so we can implement the plan, right? So so it's their own parish's strategic plan. And we have different categories that they'll fill out questions about and sort of make plans about. And again, it can be just the pastor making the plans, but we kind of recommend forming a team around the pastor. That's one of our best practices, actually, in the toolkit. Is to have some sort of leadership team so that the pastor doesn't feel burdened to do all of this himself, because certainly that would not be possible.
Yeah.
This is a big ask, but having the right people supporting the pastor can definitely make it happen.
And with most plans, there's usually it's for X amount of years or something like that. What are you kind of suggesting?
Yeah, so we're saying to just kind of look at a 3-year strategy initially, and then the point would be then to review it and update it every 3 years, because things change, structures of the parish change, pastors can change. So it needs to be reevaluated just to make sure it's working too.
Great.
Yeah.
So now let's kind of proceed through it. So the first part is
the parish strategy.
Okay.
Okay. And there are several questions that just go through, things like, Who's our geographic area? Who are we serving? Things like that, ethnic groups. Are we rural? Are we suburban, inner city? And then what's the vision? What's the vision that the pastor has for his parish, and his parishioners? What are major areas of concerns or dreams that the pastor has, looking forward, things like that? Does the parish have a vision statement or core values that they're working towards. So who's involved currently in the parish? Is there a pastoral council? Is there a leadership team? You know, just things like that, just to kind of start thinking about, like, if there aren't key people in place to help, who could they be?
The you know, our parishes in this diocese are so diverse. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we've got inner city parishes of different types too. You know, you just because it's inner city doesn't mean that they're the same. And then the suburbs, and there's differences even among the suburbs too. And then, you know, there's rural, but that could be Appalachian rural, it could be Midwest farmer rural, you know, it could be college town rural, it could, you know,
right.
I mean, there's so much. I mean, I don't think that you can even say that there are two parishes that are similar, you know, like it's, there's that much diversity, which, and I don't know, you know, like I'm not from any other diocese, I'm just from here. So, and it seems to me that, I mean, it's just the nature of the Diocese of Columbus, of how richly diverse. So I really like this idea that we need to look at our parishes unique as the unique place that they are.
That's right. And it can't just be a cookie cutter, one size fits all model. And that's why, you know, it takes some time to go through all of this and to make sure that you're getting it right for your parish. And then, again, you know, reevaluating every few years to make sure it's staying on the right track.
And it's probably, I mean, some pastors are probably like natural sociologists or something like that, and they can kind of figure out the diversity of their parish and everything like that. But it really does take help. I mean, you know, kind of, I wouldn't necessarily say a larger vision, but maybe other sets of eyes to kind of assess the parish and the makeup of it and everything like that. So it really, I mean, you know, we say it's a best practice, the leadership team, but I think really our pastors, they need help.
Mm-hmm.
And not that they're somehow helpless,
right?
But that, you know, it's, I think that support.
Yeah, it's just support. It's just, it's a lot to take on, you know? I mean, like being a pastor of a parish, and so many of our pastors are, it's just them. And, you know, they're by themselves, and that's a lot.
There's not huge staffs in most of our parishes.
Right, yeah. So we took all of that into consideration as we formulated this plan so that it can be used for, you know, parishes with limited resources and parishes with all the resources and still produce really good results.
And, you know, your experience, your own personal experience, both with the subcommittee and working with different parishes, and but then also your own experience at Seton, I mean, there is a value to a pastor's vision, you know, that, and on the one hand, we want to honor that pastor's vision and really help them to implement it, but that also can be quite somewhat diverse too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a lot of times dependent on what his charisms are and his, you know, gifts and talents. And that's all really great. I mean, you know, we're all given our gifts for a reason. So kind of honing in on what's working and what are the strengths and how we can use that.
Yeah. Great. So they do this kind of initial assessment, both of sort of the landscape and the pastors. And then what do they do?
So then we start kind of talking about, in a little more detail, the key roles at the parish. So, you know, evaluating what staff is present and what positions maybe need to be filled, whether paid positions or as volunteers. And we have some models available to kind of talk about the differences between that. So we kind of have a discussion about that a little bit. And then we talk about just what does the parish look like, you know, on a weekend, like hospitality and, you know, all the basic things that might welcome people into the parish. Because while we want to form disciples of the parishioners, we also want to welcome people in. And many of our parishes are in communities where, you know, things are changing. Columbus is a big city. People are coming and going quickly. So there could be church visitors on any given weekend to a parish and just being prepared and able to deal with that.
The let's talk a little bit about parish roles. You know, I think not that, I mean, so our Protestant brothers and sisters have a lot to remind us of. You know, they don't have anything that we don't have as Catholics because we've got the fullness, but they do remind us of things. And, You know, I think one of the things I'm struck by is how huge Protestant church staffs are, especially, you know, mega parishes, which if you think, like, some of these mega parishes are about the size of our suburban parishes. Mm-hmm. They're not, like,
right.
You know, they're not that huge.
Yeah.
But I do think, like, there's so many essential roles to the life of a faith community, to a parish. Mm-hmm. And I think that's unfortunately one of the things I see so much and have experienced is the limit, you know, the inability to fill all these roles. But one of the things I think that interesting you point up is the idea of volunteers, or even like I think some parishes talk about missionaries,
right.
You know,
yeah.
People who maybe are retired, mm-hmm. or maybe their spouse has the full-time job and benefits and they can kind of, you know, can serve in a, you know, in a volunteer role. Mm-hmm. But I think looking and helping pastors and parishes to look that it's these kind of people who could perhaps fill a lot of these essential roles.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, I mean, that's how I started 6 years ago. I was a volunteer giving my time, you know, and it grew into more. So I think, you know, people like me exist at parishes, and it's just a matter of finding them and, you know, who has on their heart to serve the parish and how can they do that. And just leveraging that, you know, just leverage the resources that are around.
Excellent. Well, you've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Liz Christian. We've been talking about the new Diocesan Parish Toolkit that's available for pastors and parish staff. You've been, again, listening to Conversations on Discipleship. Until next time, peace and all good.